ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஸோ செகண்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டோரி ஆஃப் திஸ் பிளேஸ், நாராயண் சரோவர் பிரவிஷ்டவன். வென் கிருஷ்ணா லெஃப்ட், தேர் வாஸ் போரிங் ரெயின்ஸ் அண்ட் ஆல் த பிரிட்ஜ் வாசிஸ் வர் அஃபெக்டட் அண்ட் தேர் சஃபரிங். தட் டைம் தி கால் கிருஷ்ணா அண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சார், டோன்ட் வரி, பிக் அப் த கவுஸ் அண்ட் கம் பிஹைண்ட் மீ. அண்ட் தி கேம் பிஹைண்ட் கிருஷ்ணா and Krishna brought them over here. This is called as Pravishtavan, Pravesh, entrance. So where Krishna entered in this forest and went in the cave, that cave is now blocked. When we came 20 years back, we saw the cave also. And he entered the cave underground and went underground and lifted Govardhan. That's cave is over here. That's why it's called Pravishtavan. That cave was where we saw Narayan's Murti. Just next to that, equal size of opening was there, and there was a cave. And Krishna went all the way. Of course, you can imagine, the Govardhan is also going down day by day, right? Right from Satyayuga. So, by the time Krishna also had lifted, the Govardhan had gone much down, no? Than the original size. But Krishna entered the cave over here, and underground he went, and from there he lifted Sri Govardhan. So this is Pravishtavan. A very nice story is there here. Why Narayan is standing here? Why not Krishna is standing here? In the time of spring, there are two Raslilas. Of course, Raslila is taking place every day and every full moon, like that. Whenever Krishna wants, Raslila takes place. But there are two main Raslilas. One is taking place in Sharad Ritu, that is in this month, Sharad Purnima, which was there on 22nd of October this year. And that day Krishna played his flute at Bansiwat. And for the first time, before that there was no Raslila. This is the inauguration of Raslila on Sharad Purnima when he was 7 years old. He played the flute in the middle of the night on the Purnima day, full moon, and performed his first Raslila. Then there was many Raslilas, and Raslilas were performed in every forest, in every single place. But there is a special Raslila which took place in spring season, Vasantaritu. When spring came, everything was blossoming very beautifully with flowers and breezes and fragrances and colors, and everything was so lively. The Vadhu, that means it is explained that the earth was looking like newly decorated bride about to get married. She was so much beautifully decorated with so many natural resources. At that time, the urge came in the heart of Krishna to perform Rasila again with gopis. So he brought the gopis over here in this area, Pravishtavan. And he performed his Raslila. Very soon when he began his Raslila, please hear carefully, yeah? This is very beautiful pastime. Very, very beautiful pastime. Do not get distracted here and there. So when he started performing the pastime, Balramji came. And he went on Govardhan mountain. And from there, he was observing Raslila over here. So, because he is elder brother of Krishna, if Krishna comes to know that my elder brother is watching, he will stop Rasila. He will get embarrassed. How can I do this thing? Maryada Vatikram. How would I break the etiquette in front of my elder brother? And Balramji didn't want to disturb Krishna and wanted to actually relish the observance, wanted to visualize the beautiful nectar of Krishna's Vasanti Rasila. So what he did, to avoid Krishna's sight upon him, he just fell flat on the ground. He, like, you know, when bomb blast in Pakistan war was there, we were told when siren comes, you fly flat on the ground. And in 63, in 71, I remember, I was a small child that time. As soon as siren would come, we will fall flat, just on the ground. So there is no fall on the ground further. We are already on the ground. So he made himself unseen by going into position of offering Dandavat Pranam. So that pink temple is there near Govind Kund. It is called as Doka Dauji Mandir. Doka means Dandavat. Dok dena matlab pranam karna. Jameen par pranam karna. So Balramji was in the position of Dok, lying down, offering Dandavat Pranam. So the unique murti which is there in the temple is Balramji flat on the ground with face down, but observing the pastime of Krishna taking place far in Pravishtavan. That one thing is happening over there. Krishna never came to know Balramji was observing. And what happened to Balramji? when the Raslila went into peak of his experiences, Balramji got the experience of Ashtavikar. He shed tears of love. His hair stood on end. He became stunned. His voice choked up with ecstasy of happiness just by observing the pastime of Krishna. And finally he became stunned. He became like a rock. And he became like ice. Everything became just frozen. And that position, his murti is there. That's how Dhoka Dauji murti. So here when the Rastila of Vasanta began, all the gopis were serving Krishna in Rastila and releasing so much of joy of serving Krishna. The music that gopis were playing was so esoteric. The dance that they were doing was so extraordinary. The songs that they were singing was unexplainable. Everything was so divine. That there are some planets of demigods in the heavenly planets, you know. Where one demigod planet is simply of people who are expert in dancing. Extraordinary dancing. Nrityalila. Yakshas. And there are Kim Purusha Loka. And there is Kinnar Loka. And there is Gandharva Loka. They are singers, you know. So we always call great singers, he is a Gandharva. So Gandharvas are born with sweetest of all voices. Yakshas are born with by birth dancing abilities. Like monkeys are born with athletics. They don't have to go to Olympics and struggle, you know, to get gold medal. You know, the gold medalist, Olympic athletic, can be brought in front of monkey. The baby monkey will defeat him. And so your gold medalist will break and throw into the ocean. Some people are like, you know, they don't have to work hard. Like the swimmer is swimming, the whole life is swimming and he gets gold medal. And the fish is swimming all the time. Without any effort. The Lord will say, you are so much fond of doing athletics, next life I will make you monkey. So without any efforts and hard work, you will become athletic, what you call gold medalist right from birth only. And whole your life there will be people like you around you. So there are lokas where people are born with good voices and born with extraordinary dancing capacity, extraordinary, you know, instruments they can play. Can't imagine, we have to do so much struggle over here. There are planets where the inhabitants of that planet can walk on the sun rays and use the sun ray as ladder and enter into sun planet. That siddhi is there, available there. What is not there? They can float in the sky. They can create a planet for themselves. There are so many mystic powers one can achieve. But none of these can impress Krishna. Please note, with underline. You cannot go and tell Krishna, Krishna, look at me, I am walking on a sun ray. Do you see me? How great I am. I am walking on a sun ray to sun planet. Said, I only give that power to you. All siddhis are lying like mountains at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. All siddhis are perfection. And devotees don't even look at them. Mukti and siddhi, devis, you know, the personalities of mukti and siddhis, are running behind devotees, folded hands to offer them their benedictions. But devotees don't even look at them. They do not want any mystic power. They don't want any siddhis, any kalas, any extraordinary feats or any liberation. They want only Krishna. So whole the world is running behind mukti and siddhi. The devotees are followed by mukti and siddhi. And even if the whole world is following mukti and siddhi, they don't get it. And the mukti and siddhi are running behind devotees and devotees don't want it. Because they are attracted by the source of all the mukti and siddhi, that is Sri Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Anyway, so hearing this beautiful dance, I mean seeing the beautiful dance, hearing beautiful songs and hearing beautiful playing of instruments, even the expert of all expert demigods came down and they were mesmerized to see the dance, see the singing and see the playing of instruments. They somehow tried to accompany. When some great singer is singing, when ordinary players come and start, you know, joining him, let's give him some association, some we can assist in the music. So when the divine music was being enacted over here, even the celestial music, which is lower than the divine music, was being played by the demigods in the sky. And they still couldn't match. They were like completely, kya bolte na usko, belittled. Pachka kar diya unka pura. They were shameful. They were so proud of their own capacities of music. And they were put to shame by the simple coward boys and girls, coward girls. So at that time, the moon god came. Chandra Devata. And he was observing the beautiful dance going on. And behold, in front of his eyes what happened? The gopis were sweating, dancing with Krishna. And the sweat of gopis is not like our sweat. It's a divine sweat, fragrant sweat, divine waters. They can give us the seed of bhakti in our hearts just by merely coming in touch of them. So all the sweat of Krishna, Radharani and gopis collected together and they formed a pond, very, very beautiful pond. That is what we are going to visit in few minutes from now. It's called a Chandra Sarovar. Why it's called Chandra Sarovar? Because when Chandra Devata saw these beautiful waters of sweat coming from the divine bodies of gopis collecting together in the form of a divine pond, he just couldn't help himself. He just melted in ecstasy and entered the pond. At the same time, he also poured nectar, amruta, which they achieved in the Samudra Manthan. Before he entered, by melting, he poured the amrut in that. And then he melted in that. Indra, the demigod king, was so impressed. He's not supposed to be very expert into any instruments. But he came down. And there's a big shila called Bhajani Shila. And he started playing on that Bhajani Shila. All the time when Rasila was going on, he was assisting by playing that shila. The Bhajani Shila also is there at the bank of Chandra Sarovar. So this is the performance of Rasila. Everybody was mesmerized, stunned, were observing. Somehow they had the fortune of at least coming and observing that. Otherwise they can't even come near the Rasleela. They're not supposed to. They're not qualified to. All those, as I mentioned to you yesterday, all those who are infected with the disease of opulence and pride and lust and anger cannot enter Rasleela area. They were rejected. Lakshmi Devi rejected. So this is Vasanti Ras. And Krishna gave unlimited pleasure to all the gopis. That took place in this area. And the Chandra Sarovar was formed because of the... And Surdas, the most famous blind poet, Vaishnava devotee poet, it is said that he stayed for 700 years there. And all the beautiful songs of Krishna's pastimes he wrote over there. Even Surkuti is there, where Surdas stayed there. Surdas has written so many poetries, even Maan Lila of Krishna, Daan Lila of Krishna, Ras Lila of Krishna, all kinds of funny and happy and serious pastimes of Krishna, he has written in the form of songs. And they are sung for ages in Braj Bhumi. Constantly, the great saintly personalities sing it in beautiful ragas, songs written by Surdas, which give us the essence of Krishna's pastimes. Also, a nice pastime took place at Pravishta one here. There are great devotees in Braj Bhumi. One of them was Kumban Das, which we don't read in our scriptures much, but very famous in Braj Bhumi. This Kumban Das was sitting at the bottom of one tree and he was in deep meditation in his worship and bhajan. Suddenly, one leela took place in his heart, which he was observing in his heart in meditation. What was the leela? Suddenly, he saw baby Krishna and he saw pots of butter hanging and baby Krishna, very small baby, blue colored, trying to grab the pots. And finally the baby Krishna climbs and reaches the pot, try to visualize, reaches the pot and somehow gets on the pot and so much happy and blissful, taking the butter and eating, but he is also hanging, no? So he has to hang himself with some hand and eat with some other hand. And that hand gets tired, then next hand and next hand is eating. And suddenly what happens is, I am also wearing dhoti, Suddenly his back part of dhoti, which is tucked behind, starts getting loose. And starts coming out of his tucking. Now Krishna is so much engrossed into eating butter, he does not want to disturb himself by correcting his dhoti. So what he does is, he keeps eating with his one hand, holding with one hand, and two hands emerge out of his back. Like I am talking to you like this now. Suddenly two hands come out, they go behind, they hold the loosening dhoti, put it back, and again get back into the body. So Kumban Das is observing, and he sees that two hands came out. put the dhoti back in position and again went back in the body of Krishna. So he was so happy to see this. The story also tells us that how much Krishna loves butter. No compromise, you know. No break in the eating butter process. Two more hands can be created, even 10 more hands can be created if required. Some demon comes, two more hands will come out and kill the demon and he'll keep eating butter. Can't give up eating butter for any reason. So then the first son after that was born to Kumbandas was called as Chaturbhuj Das. Servant of that Krishna who became Chaturbhuj, four-armed, in his meditation. Servant of that Krishna. So he named his son as Chaturbhuj Das. It was not Vishnu, it is Krishna only. Now what happened here? After performing Rasila for a long time, Krishna left the Rasila area. Because gopis became little proud. They thought that because he expanded himself into so many forms and he was with every gopi. Every single gopi had Krishna with him. And they did not know that he is with everybody. They thought that he is only with me. I am so special, you know. He has left millions of gopis. He has left so many special gopis. And he has only chosen to dance with me. I must be really great. And every gopi thought that, because every gopi thought that he is only with me. They couldn't see him with everybody else. So everybody became proud at one point only. So to smash their pride out of the love for them, he just disappeared from Rasila. And when he disappeared, everybody got bereft of his association. And they came to one another. He was with me. He was only with me. Really? No, he was with me also. And they came to know he was with everybody. And then they understood, oh, how foolish we are. He said, we are so great. The thing that he did for us so kindly, we became proud of for that thing. But now what to do? He has left us. So they were beating their chest and crying, where are you, Krishna? Where are you? Where are you? And they were coming towards this area. Chandra Sarovar is there and they were coming towards this area. I know they were so maddened by the pain of separation. They didn't have any consciousness of their body. And they were asking every tree, every creeper, every flower, every monkey, everybody they were asking, have you seen our dear Krishna? They were just embracing the trees and asking, please let us know. Oh trees, you must have seen him going somewhere. Let us know. But no response was there. They were just crying and maddening. It is explained, the true viraha takes place only when one is oblivious to one's existence of body. And one goes beyond the bodily consciousness. One can experience true viraha of Krishna. They were already up beyond all these things. So they came here and Krishna, who had left the Rasdila, chose to tease Krishna, tease the gopis. So he stood there in the road as Vishnu. He himself became four-armed. And this is called Narayan Sarovar. In this Narayan Sarovar and the lotus flower, he was standing as four-armed Vishnu. And the gopis' love was so intense. They were asking everybody. And similarly, like they were asking everybody, they asked Vishnu also, have you seen Krishna? They were not even bothered that the Lord of Vaikuntha, the King of Vaikuntha, Vaikunthadipati, Lakshmipati, is standing, at least he offered dandavat and prayers, that what demigods do. But they were so maddened with love for Krishna and separation, that they asked him only, have you seen Krishna? Where has he gone? So Vishnu was like, the Krishna in the form of Vishnu was totally bewildered. He said, he has gone this way. So Gopi just left and ran that way. And he was like, it was difficult for him to maintain his Vishnu form, seeing the love of gopis. But somehow when gopis were asking, he could maintain. And finally last, Radharani came, completely mad with separation feelings from Krishna. And a bumblebee was revolving around her. And bumblebee is black in color, bhavra. So she was talking to the bhavra as if she was talking to Krishna. Oh Krishna, why you have left me? Where are you going? Why you leave us like this? And looking at her talking to bumblebee, Krishna was in the form of Vishnu, was completely, you know, uncontrollable. And then she also asked him, where is my dear Krishna? Have you seen him? And at that time, the forearm form of Vishnu, that is Krishna had assumed, he couldn't maintain. His weapons that he was holding, Shankha Chakra Padmagatha, disappeared. And the two extra arms also melted away. And he was forcefully brought back to Krishna form by the power of love of Radharani. He wanted to bring opulence in Vrindavan. and maintain it for some time. He himself also could not maintain his opulence even for a few moments after Radharani asked that question to him. So he lost all his opulence, even though he wanted to bring in for some time. So this Bhumi is so much saturated with Madhurya that even Krishna desires to bring in some opulence, he is unsuccessful in that. Wanted to cheat them, but he lost his Vishnu form. So this Vishnu form which you see is not Vishnu, is Krishna himself trying to maintain his four arms. It's a helpless situation of Lord. He's trying to do something, but he's failing miserably because the onslaught and the attack of the love of the gopis is so intense that he is unable to maintain or bring in some Vaikuntha opulence over here. This is a very intense place. Don't think this is a very superficial story. Even Sri Krishna cannot bring opulence over here. What to speak of us trying to show Krishna here that we are so powerful and so big, you know. We have to become humble over here. Even Krishna has to forget his being Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Krishna cannot bring his majestic opulence over here and his presence of majesty. He fails. Why should we feebly attempt to even show everybody that how great we are? As Prabhuji told so nicely, that only currency that works here is love. Nothing else can be encashed over here or traded over here. No other interactions can take place except love. And that can sustain. You can try to do other interactions, but they will not sustain. They will be vanquished in the course of time. What will sustain is the loving exchange. To learn that divine love, we have come here. What is the quality of that love? How that love can be achieved? What is the process? To learn that, we have come here. At any cost, we want to get that gift of love for the soul with the Lord. We want to experience that divine connection between us and the Lord. And it's possible only over here. You can't go to Vaikuntha to learn that. In Vaikuntha, you will be distanced from the Lord because of his opulence. Only in Sri Vrindavan Dham, you can learn the process also and also achieve the goal of the divine love. And to achieve that divine love, the transcendental joy that Krishna expressed here in Chandra Sarovar, in the form of Ras Lila, the highest expression of the Lord possible for a devotee to receive is Ras Lila. And that same divine pleasure, which is originating from spiritual world, Goloka Vrindavan, has been encapsulated in Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan. In the Harinama Sankirtan process, chanting and dancing in the company of devotees, that process has been endowed and empowered with all the love that Krishna wants to give you. And although not qualified as gopis, we still can experience the pleasure of the gopis which they experienced while chanting the holy name of the Lord. You can imagine what mercy is available. We are not qualified. Lakshmiji could not enter. Who are we? But still that pleasure is encapsulated in some different format and brought to all of us with the same intensity, the same effect. So it is miserly on our part not to experience, not to take part into the divine process of chanting and dancing in the kirtan of the Lord. That's why when we chant in the holy name in the form of kirtan, no envy exists in the kirtan. No lust enters in kirtan. Anybody who dances in the kirtan doesn't feel lusty while dancing in the kirtan. Truly one who is participating by heart. There is no enmity. There is no rivalry. Everything just fails. So Prabhupada would invite devotees to dance together when they had some conflicts. Prabhupada would bring them together, make them hold their hands and push them to dance together. That's how he solved his conflicts between his devotees. The transcendental way of conflict management is to bring them together in the kirtan. So those devotees who may not speak to one another because of anger and conflict for many years, they will become smiling at one another. Because in kirtan, there is no sorrow. I have not seen up till now any person in kirtan unhappy or sorrowful. All sorrows run away. Like when we clap, and all the birds fly from the tree, right? We clap, fire a cracker here, immediately all the birds fly. Yesterday we were singing at Madan Mohanji, somebody cracked the firecracker and all the pigeons flew away. So like that, when we chant using our body and dance in kirtan, all the unwanted things like envy, conflicts, dislike, sorrow, pride, everything runs away, at least for that moment of time or that period of time. So regularly one should participate into the Sankirtan to experience what Krishna gave to the gopis. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.